A federal appeals court ruling shelters members of the Sackler family who own Purdue Pharma from all civil lawsuits linked to their role in the opioid crisis.
The ruling comes as part of the company's bankruptcy settlement deal. It's seen as a major legal victory for the Sacklers. And while the family will be protected, the court paved the way for the company to settle thousands of legal claims.
NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann is here. Brian, what do you make of this ruling? I mean, was it a surprise?
You know, no one really knew how this case was going to land. A federal bankruptcy court first approved this controversial deal way back in 2020. Then it was overturned. And now, after months of deliberations, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York restored it. And what this means is the Sacklers will walk away from their family's role in this deadly opioid crisis with immunity from civil lawsuits. That despite a paper trail that shows some of them aggressively pushed opioid sales. In exchange, they will pay roughly $6 billion and give up control of their company, Purdue Pharma.
So that's the deal with the Sacklers. Who else is going to benefit?
Yeah, under terms of this deal, billions of dollars will be paid out by Purdue Pharma and the Sacklers to help fund addiction and healthcare programs around the U.S. over the next two decades. Also, victims of OxyContin addiction will share roughly $750 million in settlement money. Ryan Hampton lost years to addiction after being prescribed OxyContin, and he helped negotiate this deal. He told me he's not happy the Sacklers get legal immunity, but he does think it's time to settle.
The system is far from perfect. We have known that for some time. But the true injustice is going to be if this continues to linger on and victims don't get their speedy recovery.
Now, in theory, this ruling could be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, but the legal experts I've been speaking to, they just don't think that's likely to happen.
What are the Sacklers and Purdue Pharma saying about the ruling?
Members of the Sackler family and the company sent NPR statements yesterday praising this decision. It's important to note that while their company, Purdue Pharma, pleaded guilty twice to federal criminal charges for illegal marketing of OxyContin, the Sacklers have never been personally charged with the crime. They've never admitted any wrongdoing. And the way this deal is structured, they will now keep much of their wealth.
The Sacklers won protection from a bankruptcy court without actually filing for bankruptcy. Does that set a precedent?
This is interesting. Federal courts around the U.S. are wrestling with this question. Should bankruptcy courts have the power to approve deals like this that allow wealthy people or companies to pay cash as part of settlements in exchange for protection from lawsuits? A lot of the richest companies in the country are now trying legal maneuvers similar to what the Sacklers did here. Bankruptcy experts I talked to say this ruling does open the door to this legal strategy a little wider.
Okay, so clearly a legal victory for the Sacklers. What about the reputations, though, Brian?
Yeah, that's a really different story. Just a few years ago, remember, the Sacklers were among the most respected philanthropists in the world. But activists focused a huge amount of attention on the role the Sackler family played, leading Purdue Pharma, pushing OxyContin sales, while addiction and overdose deaths surged.
Shame on Sacklers! Shame on Sacklers! Shame on Sacklers!
And protests like that one worked. Now museums and universities all over the world, they've stripped the Sackler family name from their galleries. Some critics say that's not enough. They want to see the Sacklers prosecuted criminally, but legal experts I talked to say that's very unlikely to happen.
NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann. Brian, thanks for your reporting on this.
Thank you.